The following is an interview between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Associated Press, recorded July 16, 1976, in New York.
Many people say that members of the International Krishna Consciousness Society are being cut off from work in the world, and therefore their contributions to the world being lost to the world. And I wondered how you felt about that.
Yes. But that misunderstood.
That is true?
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
The difficulty is they do not understand on which platform we are working.
How would you describe that platform?
Yeah, just like you or me or anyone. This living condition is one platform. And when I or you, we are dead, that is another platform. So generally, people are working on the bodily concept of platform.
What kind of concept?
Bodily.
Oh, by walking on the piano. Yeah.
And we are working on the spiritual platform. It's like, what is the distinction between a dead man and a living man? There is some distinction.
Right.
So, those who are working on the bodily platform, they are working on the dead platform.
Does that involve a majority of the people or...?
Anyone. But it is a little difficult to try to understand that this body, so long the living force is there, the body is important. Do you follow it or not?
No, this body
is important how long? So long the life is there.
Sure. What I'm trying to get at is you say that...
You'll understand, just try to understand me, that this body is important so long life is there.
Right. Right, I agree with that.
So, this body minus life, what is the value?
Well, whatever.
This body minus life, what is the value?
No value.
So, we are working on that platform where the life is there. And people in general, they are working on the platform of this body.
On the platform of, on the dead platform? You say people in general?
The body is dead. Body is dead, just like your heart. It is dead, all of it. Either on your body or on the hanging on the hanger.
Your shirt.
Your heart and coat.
Yeah.
Is it not?
My shirt and coat are dead.
Then is it not dead?
Right.
Similarly,
but my body is not dead.
The body is not because the living force is there.
Right.
So,
but people in general, you say, are walking on the dead platform in live bodies?
Working.
Yes.
Working.
Working. Oh, working on the dead platform in live bodies.
Dead man.
No.
Don't talk.
No. Is that correct?
He Prabhupada explained to you previously that those who identify in the bodily concept that the body itself is dead without the soul is considered the dead platform. Because the body itself without the soul is dead, whereas we're concentrating on the platform of life, the life within the body, the soul. So that is the platform of life.
Well, is that what makes the people make this distinction between the life you are leading and the life of the world?
We are working in different platforms.
Uh-huh.
We are working on the life platform. And general people, they are working on the dead platform.
And so, in a sense, the movement involves a rejection of the general world activity.
Not rejection.
And separation from it.
Not rejection. Just like your car. Oh. Your car is important so long it is moving. But if it does not move, then what is the importance of the car?
Okay.
Motor car.
Not if it's not in use, it's serving no purpose.
Yes. Similarly, if you simply concentrate on the car without any attention to the car driver, then what is your knowledge?
Yes. It takes both.
Huh?
Takes both, the car and the driver.
Yes,
right.
Car is important so long it is moving.
Yeah.
And when it is not moving, it has no importance. It is lump of matter. So the car, in both the conditions, while moving and not moving, it is lump of matter.
Well, does that mean that the general world's activities are like a non-moving car, a lump of matter?
Yes.
And that's why the Krishna movement is separate
to be different.
Appears to be separate from the world. Is that the proper word?
Yes.
How would you put that?
Yes.
How would you put it? We are
also utilizing the car, but our attention is on the life principle. Not on the dead metal.
Yes.
Appears to be separated. That's the way you
say it.
Well, is it separated?
It is always separated.
Always?
It is always separated. That is the driver and the car, they are always separated.
I'm talking about the movement from the secular world.
Professor, understand the analogy. The car and the driver is always separated. The driver is not car, neither the car is the driver.
Well, is the Krishna movement the driver or the
being
car?
Krishna, first I'll try to understand the analogy.
They are separate entities. Yes.
There is car and there is the driver.
Right.
That car is always different from the driver. And the driver is always different from the car. Is it not?
Absolutely. Car can't drive itself.
But if you take attention of the car and you do not know anything about the driver, then what is your knowledge?
I didn't quite get the question.
You pay attention to the car without paying attention to understanding who the driver of the car is, what is the driver, and what is the use of your knowledge. In other words, the driver is the living entity or the soul. And the car is this body, the material elements of this material world, including the body. So without understanding who you are, who are the living entity within this body, or the driver within the car, then what is the use of your knowledge of the material elements without understanding who you are?
Well, since this dichotomy appears to be the case, I mean, that there is the movement is sort of cut off from the world in general. does that not deprive the world of the service and the usefulness of these people?
If you do not understand what is the movement, then how you can give your verdict like that? First of all, try to understand what is this movement.
The Hare Krishna movement, the Krishna consciousness.
What is that Krishna movement? That Krishna movement is just like to understand the driver.
Krishna movement is meant to help people to understand the spiritual knowledge, knowledge of who they actually are. That is what our movement is dedicated to. We're not dedicated for our own.
What is the object purpose of the movement?
The purpose of the movement is to know who is the driver of the car.
To know who is the driver of the
car? Of the car.
And who is that?
That is, we are contributing. People are in ignorance about his own identification. Who is he? He's thinking he's dead body. That is misconception.
There is no way to identify the driver of the car, then.
No.
Let's see, it is so difficult subject matter. I am speaking to you, still you feel difficulty. It is little difficult subject matter. So there is a car and driver. If you understand this analogy, the car and the driver. So who is important? The driver is important, the car is important. Both combined together, giving a service, the car is moving. But if they are separated, who is important? The car is important or the driver is important?
I don't know how I'm going to get the point you're making there, Charles.
If
the car and the driver are separated, the car is useless, the driver is a person.
Right? Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And, the driver is always important.
The driver is important.
The driver is always important.
Right.
Within the car or without the car?
Whether without the car. And if he's a chauffeur driving a carload of people, then he becomes less important. The people are primarily the ones that are important. They're in the car.
That's all trying to understand. The car is moving with the help of the driver. So, the driver and the car, they are always different identity. So when the car is dead, the driver do not work with the car. But the driver is important, within the car or without the car.
Well, the soul is important with this body or without this body. But the body without the soul is simply fertilizer, like you said. It's dead, useless. So our mission is to educate people about the driver, about the soul within the body.
And people are generally working on the body.
People are generally working on the body.
Yes.
And
we are working on the driver of the body. That is the difference.
Working on the driver of the body.
Huh?
On the spirit, right?
Yes, on the spirit soul. And because they do not know what is the difference between the soul and the body, they cannot understand what is our contribution.
That's because they do not understand the difference in the soul and the body. That's why they don't understand what you are contributing.
Contributing.
We're going to give you a transcript.
Do you think that...
We are trying to give enlightenment about the driver of the car. Because the driver of the car is always important, either on the car or without the car. and people in general, they are giving importance on the car only. They have no knowledge of the driver. The car requires petrol, and the driver requires nice food. So people in general, when they see that we are not giving petrol to the driver, they are surprised.
When they see that you are not giving a roll to the driver?
Petrol.
Oh, petrol. Oh.
They think that petrol is the food of the driver.
In other words, satisfy the body does not satisfy the person within the body.
Therefore, the minister said, oh, they are not giving petrol to this for eating. But the man's eatable is not the petrol.
I would like to ask you another question, Your Grace.
You have understood this point.
Okay.
Now, have you understood this point?
Have you understood the analogy?
I suppose what you're saying is that the driver is the spirit of man.
Yes.
And that the car is his physical functioning.
That's all. The car requires petrol. Does it mean the driver also requires petrol?
You mean the spirit? The food? Does the spirit require food?
This analogy. The driver's food is different from the
body food.
Power of the motor car. The motor car without petrol cannot work. Similarly, the driver without food cannot work. But the food of the driver and the power of the motor car different.
The needs of the body and soul are different.
So we are supplying the needs of the soul. And they are supplying the needs of the motor car. That's what they find different. They are thinking, they are not supplying petrol to this man for eating. That is the difference. They are crying, or they are not giving petrol for eating to the driver.
But actually, we're giving all those things as well.
Yeah. we are supplying everything. Huh? Driver's food and the car's power.
Yeah.
But they see that why they are wasting time giving food to the driver. They think that petrol is the food of the driver as well as the car. They do not know that the food of the driver is different from the petrol or the car. Try to understand the analogy.
Well, I gather what you're driving at is that bodily food is different than
this
mental, than reading, intellectual food, spiritual food, and all kinds of body. We take in all kinds of things, information, ideas.
Yes.
This is the kind
not
of...
Not ideas, that is a fact.
This is one...
Fact that you drive, you must have your food. Otherwise, you will die.
I'm looking at you. That's taking in a certain kind of information.
You cannot drive the car without food.
So you have to all kinds of information that you have to have to survive, but to get down the sidewalk without running into the building, you've got to see the wall.
Someone substance that if a person thinks that he is the car, the driver, if he thinks wrongly that he is the car, then his life is spoiled.
So if someone identifies too closely with the body, then his life is spoiled.
Especially if he identifies with the body too much, his life is
not too much.
At all.
He should know that he is divine from the car. That is real knowledge. And if he identifies himself with the car, then he's a fool.
Well, is he supposed to love, care about, and honor the body in the physical world,
and to
see the physical world as important?
Suppose you are utilizing this corpse, you are taking care of it. But if you think that you are corpse, then you are doomed.
Hmm. So if you use the body, you should take care of it. But if you think that you are the body, then you're doomed. Then it's foolishness. But you naturally you take care of the body, but you don't identify with it.
Well, you know, Your Grace, the spiritual quality is an important part of life, of course.
Yes. Otherwise, the animal.
Yeah.
If the man does not understand the value of his spiritual quality, then he is no better than the dog. The dog does not know.
What do you think of Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter is a presidential candidate.
I do not know. What is the name? I do not know.
He's not.
Yeah.
Neither I.
He's not aware of it.
Not care
no.
About politics.
Well, isn't that... That's part of what I'm thinking about, that you and your movement tend to separate people from concern with what's going on in the world. Like that's a presidential election and Jimmy Carter is a Democratic candidate. But I mean, this is a disregard for what's going on in the world. Isn't that an example of it?
No, the thing is that there are many presidents. Before, what is his name of this?
Ford is the president.
What improvement you have done by having this president or that president? What improvement you will make? Unless some false promise, that's all. What is the improvement? You have changed so many hundreds and thousands of presidents. But what is the improvement? About spiritual knowledge.
Well, it's very spiritually.
How's that?
He's saying everything spiritually. What is the improvement spiritually out of all this business? So therefore we do not care.
You do not care what the president
is. No, we take care. But we take care more for the spirit soul than the body. That is our basic principle.
Well, do you think most of the Hare Krishna members will vote in the election in November?
They're dunning.
He's asking if you think that they will vote. Our members
will vote. Will they participate in the election? Or will they register and vote, do you think?
Personally, I never did vote.
Never voted. You're a citizen, however, aren't you? A U.S. citizen?
I'm permanent resident.
Permanent resident.
Immigrant.
Will they follow your example and not vote?
I do not know, but our principle is that I vote for this man or that man. So, what is spiritual benefit? That is all.
If he was Krishna conscious, then you might vote.
We may vote if we so
desire. If the politician is God conscious, then we'll support him.
Vote for this man or that, what spiritual difference would it make? Is that the way you put that?
As long as the candidate is not God-conscious, it won't make any difference which way we vote. But if he's God-conscious, then...
Well, would he have to be a Christian movement to be God-conscious?
Hmm?
Would the candidate, in order for the candidate to be God-conscious, would he have to be part of the Hare Krishna movement?
Then he must know his hands.
must know this science.
Science.
God.
This spiritual
science. The big God science. The big God conscious, you must.
That's a great
know.
Science.
Huh?
That's a great science.
Great science.
How's that?
In order to understand God, it is a great science.
Well, do you need to be involved in the Krishna movement to be God conscious?
No, you may take part in the movement or not, but you must know the science.
You mean the
movement is preaching?
Bhagavad Gita? You must know that or what?
Not Bhagavad Gita or anything, but he was there just like a book. Mathematics. It may be written by different men, but one must be a mathematician.
Well, I think what Boley was saying that is, if a Krishna consciousness member were running for an office, then you would get out and vote for him. That he would be God conscious.
Yes.
What I'm trying to ask, does he have to be Krishna conscious involvement in order to be God?
And everyone should be Krishna conscious.
Huh?
Everyone should be Krishna conscious. Not only the president or not president. Everyone. That is the objective of human life. He must know himself, what he is.
Now that leads up to another question I wanted to ask you. Do you think that one of the attractions of Krishna consciousness is the rather exotic unusual customs in the West? I mean, these customs are unusual in the West, so then they have a sort of exotic fascination for young people.
That ignorance is there, both in Western and Eastern. It is the ignorance of the human society.
Well, do you think it's the fact that it's an Eastern, mysterious Eastern religion has an appeal to American
young
people?
When you bring Eastern religion, Western religion, it is a science. 2 + 2 is equally important, both in East and the West.
Well, it originated in the East, it hasn't been customary in the West.
And originated just like the sun rises in India first. That does not mean the sun in America and sun in India is different. The sun is the same sun. It may appear first in the eastern side, but that sun does not belong either to the east or the west. Sun is sun.
Well, do you think that the eastern sun, meaning Hare Krishna, is appropriate in a culture that has a different religion tradition?
No, it is ignorance.
You know, the Jewish biblical Christian tradition is traditional in the West. The Hindu tradition.
I never say that Jews are Christian or Hindu or Muslim.
We are Hindus.
We do not belong either to the Hindus or Christian or Jewish. We belong to Krishna or God. Krishna means God.
Yeah, but you use the Hindu scriptures.
That is another thing. Just like we say the sun, Surya, and you say the sun. But the subject matter is the same. You say the sun in the sky as S-U-N, sun. And we say in India, Surya. S-U-R-Y-A. So the name may be different, but the object is the same.
In other words, do you think the India originated religion serves a particular purpose in the Western society? I mean, is it a particular value in a rather technological society, the Hindu tradition?
There's And generally speaking, everywhere is identifying his body as the self. It does not mean east or west. This is ignorance. It may be in the east or in the west, it doesn't matter.
But can a self exist without a body?
No.
Huh? I mean, can a
self
man...
can exist
I mean,
without
a body? I mean, you say that that people identify themselves, the body, as the self.
Yes.
And that that's ignorance to identify the self with the body.
That I've already explained. That the driver...
But does that mean a sort of a rejection of the body as unimportant?
Not rejection.
The body is important to the self,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That's right, wonderful. That we have already explained. The driver and the car are two different identities.
Oh.
Is it not?
No.
But the driver can exist without the car. And the car without the driver has no value.
Well, in that sense, in keeping with that analogy, can the self exist without? Does the self exist without the body in this world?
Oh, yes.
In this life?
Yes. Life is always there.
As a spirit, apart from the body.
Yes.
Well,
that is the ideal life. That is
the goal.
That is the goal. When the soul lives without this material body, that is his liberated life. Just like the criminal, he can live within the jail and without the jail.
Yeah.
But he is thinking wrongly that without jail he cannot live. But his life without jail is real life.
That reflects the old Hindu view that.
Why you again mean Hindu view?
Or at least the Eastern religious view that to leave this life. Pardon me.
We are bringing Hindu and Muslim view.
I take that back. Anyway, what you're saying is that this life is a jail, and that really the goal is another life. Right?
Yes.
I mean that this life is a evil prison.
Yes. Now you have understood.
Well,
this is not a desirable life to live in the jail condition.
Well, in other words, it's in a sense to reject or at least to repudiate this life, this world.
Not repudiate, to understand
that it is not a good life.
It is not a good life, and the world, material world, is false identification with myself.
Well, is it important to try to improve this life so it won't be a prison?
Improve?
Huh?
Improve, to understand
that
I am not a person of the jail. I am a person of freedom. Long living in the jail, one will identify that without jail I cannot live.
So I hope we all get out of it somehow, some way, either here or there.
But we are trying to educate the prisoners that your life is not perfect within the jail. Your life is perfect without the jail. This is our education.
Life is not perfect in the jail.
Yeah. And the person in the jail, they are thinking, what is this? They are not working for the jail life.
Person in the jail, I didn't get that.
Because they cannot understand that there is life after jail. That's so fool, that's hell. That they cannot understand that without jail one can live.
So what you're saying is, the persons in the jail are thinking these people are not working for life in the jail. So they don't understand what we are doing.
How's that there?
We're not working to keep people in the jail conception of life. So that's why they cannot understand what we're doing.
You know what I mean? You're not working for the jail life?
To keep people within the conception that life is within the jail.
That's right. A man has gone to jail. He's giving education to the prisoners. My dear brother prisoners, this life is not good. You become honest. Don't come to the jail. So other prisoners, they're working hard. They're hammering on the bricks. They think that this man is doing not hammering on the bricks, he's talking on.
I didn't get it.
That's in the prison the people have their work is say to hammer on bricks.
Yeah.
So if someone comes into the jail and tells the prisoners you shouldn't be doing this, actually you should become honest and go out of the jail and be free.
Mm-hmm.
Now if the person's in the jail because they will then may become envious that this person, instead of working hard like us, he's simply talking. They cannot understand the benefit that he's giving them. And they become envious that because he's not working like us, mm-hmm. he's nonsense. Do you understand the analogy? It's an analogy. Just like we're coming in the world and telling people to get out of this world, to understand the spiritual world, spiritual side of life. But because we're not working like them, sometimes they misunderstand what is our purpose.
In other words, people should get away from what they're doing in the world.
Yeah, and that is their life.
Huh?
Oh.
that they really shouldn't concentrate so completely on the world.
So long you are in the jail, you have to work according to the principle of the jail.
Yeah.
But you must know that jail life is not good.
You may work within the material world, but you have to understand that the purpose is to get out of the material world.
Well, are your Christian members out of the out of jail?
Well, some of them are working like the hammer man, brick hammer.
Yeah.
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 But that does not mean he does not understand.
Yeah. But some.
So long one is in the jail.
But it's all
he's not in freedom. He has to work like that, by force. But that is not his proper work. He has got a different work outside the jail or in his freedom life.
Well, what people are saying about the members of the Krishna Society is that they are not doing the jail work.
That I have already explained.
Yeah.
The prisoner who is hammering the bricks, he is thinking that this man is simply instructing that you have a different life outside the jail. He is not hammering on the brick.
Yeah.
That's what he's surprised. How is that he's not hammering like me?
This requires.
In other words, he's not participating in jail life.
Yeah.
He's educating him.
What's he doing?
He's educating.
He's trying to show him a different way?
Not different way. He's educating differently.
They can understand what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing.
He's educating them to what? That this jail life is no good?
Yes.
That the jail life is no good?
Yes.
And then is that man that's hammering the bricks, is then he going to quit hammering the bricks too?
Yes. He may not hammer. He's giving instruction. Just like I was invited in Ahmedabad jail to give some instruction.
Yeah.
So I'm not hammering on the bricks because I was in the jail.
Yeah. Giving instruction.
Yes. I'm meant for giving instruction.
Yeah.
I'm not meant for hammering on the bricks.
Well, then once you get this...
So the person who is hammering on the bricks, he thinks that this man is simply talking.
Yeah. That's why he thinks that the Christian people are separate.
Yeah. Draw him in the business of hammering the bricks.
Right. Get
that
it.
Is the difference.
That's the difference. Well, what I'm talking about is when
he's thinking that he's not contributing in hammering the bricks.
But when you're
but he does not know this hammering on the bricks is not a very good business.
Not a very good business.
He does not know the rascal who is trying to bring us also in the business of hammering
a brick. Right. Yeah.
That is the difference.
Well, when you get through with the guy instructing the man hammering the bricks, is he going to lay down his hammer too?
No, he doesn't require the same.
He may continue hammering, but his knowledge will be complete. He'll have complete understanding.
At least he must know that this hammering is my punishment. He knows that this hammering is not my business, it is my punishment.
That is knowledge.
When a prisoner understands that this hammering business is not my real business, it is my punishment.
Isn't that a rather negative way to look at life?
Why negative? It is a fact. That is a positive understanding. Why do you take negative? If you are suffering, and if I say don't suffer, there is a negative or that is positive.
You say you're suffering and I tell you don't suffer, it may sound negative, but actually it's positive.
Yes, it's positive. But there are rascals
that why is work it. Why is work in the world necessarily suffering? It is. It's a mixture of pain and joy, but it's negative to look on
that
it
therefore,
as useless work.
Huh? Therefore envious of the Krishna conscious man. They do not see that these people, they are not hammering like us.
Uh-huh.
So therefore they are thinking that there is no contribution of hammering.
Yeah.
They think the hammering is real business.
That's pretty good. I think the world, I think people understand the analogy. Yeah. They think a hammering is a business. What do you think is business? The world thinks hammering is real business.
Yeah, so our business is to educate them that your hammering business is not your life. Your freedom is real business.
Freedom is what?
Real business.
Yeah. I'm sure you've heard or read about these claims by these parent groups that claim that the Hare Krishna movement members are sort of controlled by intensive indoctrination. Brainwashed, they call it, you know, by getting up and having the 2 hours or the three of chanting in the morning and the prayer beads constantly in the group life, that they're sort of controlled and denied their freedom. What do you say about that?
It is due to misunderstanding. They do not understand what kind of preaching, what kind of education we are giving. We are giving education how to become free from the hammering business in the jail. They think hammering business and keep oneself within the jail is a real life, because they have been accustomed to that. And when we speak that hammering or to keep within the jail is not your real business, your real business is freedom. Naturally they find contradiction. And they think that we are doing something against their business. That is the division.
Think doing something against what?
Their business.
But in other words, you think there is not something to this idea of spiritually controlled or spiritually directed?
It is not control.
What would you call it?
Controlling one from coming to the jail life. If you give good instruction to a man that don't become criminal, don't come to the jail, don't be engaged in the hammering business, it appears negative, but that is positive life.
If you tell somebody not to do something that's bad for him, it's positive for him.
That is his positive life. When the physician says to a patient that don't eat like this, then he will increase your diabetes. don't eat this, don't eat starch, don't eat sugar. So people may think he's simply giving negative, but that is his positive life. They misunderstand.
I guess when you started out down here in Greenwich Village in 1965, you didn't have any idea that your movement was going to become the rather large movement it is.
Yes, because my movement is real movement, positive. Any intelligent man will understand and take it.
Where is your main home?
My home is back to home, back to Godhead.
Is where?
Back to Godhead.
With God.
That is my real home. That means every temple is my home.
Did you work out the spiritual disciplines for the group yourself? I mean, about the morning chanting and the recital of the 2,000 Hare Krishnas a day. And did you work those out yourself?
Still I'm working.
Still working. On those principles, on those disciplines.
Yeah. I've got this man, they have got
this. He's saying, did you think of these things yourself?
Did you
chant on the beads and follow the program in the morning? Have you made these up yourself?
No. This is the discipling process.
Discipling process.
Yeah, who originated those
It is since time immemorial.
Time immemorial.
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Satatang Kirtanitang Maham Satantastha Dhirabhu. Find out the
Well, I understand you do a lot of work now in translating, and if you only sleep 2 hours a day.
I sleep about four hours.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
So this was spoken 5,000 years ago, and we are doing the same thing.
Well, what's your
Now your answer is there.
Yeah, you didn't invent it. I get the point. It gets derived from the Vedic scripture. Yeah.
What am I doing that is authorized? That is the principle for spiritual understanding.
What I was trying to ask you a while ago: do you think that these particularly Vedic disciplines and spiritual principles and
whole Vedic
concentration on the spirit instead of the body has a particular usefulness in Western society nowadays. Is it
useful for every human being? If the Western society thinks that they are not human beings, that is another.
This is the business of human life.
What's your view of Judaism and Christianity?
I have not studied it. But anyism, it is meant for making the soul free from this bodily condition. That is first classism. Otherwise it is simply waste of time.
Any religion that
gives facility
emphasize making us free from the bodily condition.
Yes.
That's a first-class religion.
Yes.
I don't think Judaism and Christianity do that.
I do not know that.
They consider the body very important.
Again, you come to the self. Body is important so long the soul is there. The car is important
but
so long it is moving.
They cherish the physical, you know, the world itself.
That is ignorance. We have got students from every community from Jewish community, from Christian community, from Mohammedan community, from Buddhist community, from Hindu community, everywhere. Because the knowledge is for everyone. It doesn't matter whether he is Jewish, Christian, or 2 + 2 = 4 is good for everyone. It is not that 2 + 2 is good for the Christian, not for the Jew. Gold is gold.
I didn't get that.
The principle of, say, 2 + 2 = 4
yeah.
is the same for a person whether he's Christian, Jewish, Mohammedan, or whatever. Yeah. Just in the same way that gold is gold. Gold always has its value in any situation.
You cannot say, because gold is in the hand of a Mohammedan, it is Mohammedan gold. Or if it is in the hand of Christian, it is Christian gold. Gold is gold.
Right.
In anyone's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot designate it.
Who's got the gold?
Huh? Everyone has got the gold.
Who has the gold?
No. Everyone has got the gold. But they have, they are not in awareness that what is that gold.
Everyone
has the gold.
Yeah.
They're simply unaware that they have it. Everyone is originally Krishna conscious or God conscious. What Prabhupada is doing is making people aware of it, that it's within them, within their heart.
Well, are there other paths to awareness of spirit consciousness other than the Krishna consciousness path?
But how can I say that is your subject matter? You study both of them and see and give your judgment.
I mean, what is your view?
Huh?
What is your view? Are there other paths to spirit consciousness?
There is, but not very elaborate.
There are, but not very what?
Elaborate.
Not very
scientific.
Not very good.
Not very elaborate.
Well, is Krishna consciousness very elaborate?
Yes.
By elaborate, you mean effective.
Scientific.
You mean effective by elaborate?
Effective also.
I mean, is that the proper synonym for elaborate?
Yes.
These are some of our books that Prabhupada has published.
We are explaining this science in so many books. It is open to everyone.
That's quite a library.
This is just the beginning. There's another 40 volumes after this.
Are all of these translations that you've made, Your Grace? I don't blame you for sleeping only 4 hours a night. I tell you, just to produce a half a dozen books in a lifetime is quite a job, you know.
It is very difficult.
Yeah.
But I've already produced 80 books.
80 books.
80.
Translations of the Vedic scriptures.
Yes.
And commentaries.
And
commentaries.
And all world scholars, professors, universities, they're receiving. So nice.
Yeah, we have standing orders for all of Prabhupada's books that he has now and in the future, all over the world, in all the leading universities.
Uh-huh.
And the professors are using them as texts.
Yes.
We have hundreds of letters.
Well, you know what I've heard.
You can see some of the lists.
What I've heard some Hindu professors say is that Hinduism is such a complex and profound religion, and that the Krishna consciousness members are very superficial about it. They simply go through these disciplines and really don't involve themselves in the. They take a superficial version of Hinduism.
That may be Hindu religion, but we do not belong to any religion. That may be true for the Hindu religion, what the professor has said, but we do not identify with any religion. We are different from any religious system.
But the scriptures are the same, the Vedic scriptures are Hindu scriptures.
No, Hindu religion, of course, is Kirtan, the Vedic principle, but the word is not Vedic. This word Hindu is not Vedic word.
Hindu is not
it's a popular
Veda, that is real, the word. but they are taking it in a different way. Actually, the Hindu, this name is given by the Nevar Mohammedan. There is a river called Sindhu. That river is still there. It is now in Pakistan. So, outside the border of India, the Mohammedans, they used to call the inhabitants of the neighborhood of that river Sindhu, Hindu, because they pronounce S as H. So this is the origin. So Hindu is a title given by the Mohammedan Nevara. It is not found in the Vedic literature.
I see. That's like most religious names derived quite often out of ridicule or scorn, like the Quakers, that was originally a scornful title of scorn, and the Methodists, they were the methodical ones, that was a title of scorn, and the Baptists were the
real Vedic principle is called varnasram, observing the principle of four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It is a very long science. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is called Varna. And Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. This is called Ashram. So, the Vedic civilization is called Varnasram Dharma, not Hindu Dharma. This is later contribution of the so-called scholars.
Well, I thank you very much for your time, Your Grace, and I'm glad I finally got acquainted with you. I missed you in Brooklyn.
Huh?
I missed you in Brooklyn. I came over there and you were in the backyard. I think you were asleep or having a back rub or something, so I didn't get to see you.
Yes,
but
in the daytime,
good to catch you this time, and I hope to see you again.
So kindly put the matter properly, because people misunderstand on account of their ignorance. They misunderstand our new movement.
What are their main misunderstandings?
Oh, these bodily concepts, they are thinking that their body. I am Mohammedan, I am Christian, I am American, I am Eastern, I am Western, all bodily concepts.
You mean about the
Eastern and Western? Eastern, Western, that is also bodily concept.
But
why is that thinking Eastern, Western? Everyone is human being.
Well, what is it that they particularly misunderstand about the movement?
They do not understand that we are talking on the spiritual platform, and they are on the material, bodily platform. Therefore, they find contradiction. One has to be little sober to understand this movement. Then what platform we are speaking? They are accustomed to the same example, hammering the bricks. And when they see others, they are not hammering the bricks, they think they are different. They cannot understand that life can be without hammering the bricks. Convince. In the Bhagavad Gita, the word mura, that has been explained by Vishnu Chakrabarti, Kormis, this mura, they cannot understand.
I'm going to have to go back and hammer a few bricks. Been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your getting out. I hope to see you again sometime.
Yeah.
Good day.